With Montana News, I'm Sherry Tressler. A broken water main has prompted the Frenchtown School District to cancel its junior high and high school classes for the rest of this week. Kindergarten through sixth grade classes were not affected and will resume tomorrow morning. Superintendent Randy Klein says the mess was discovered by a teacher yesterday morning.
It's the worst thing that I've seen, and I've been in schools for 37 years. The entire main floor of the original high school was covered in water. Both gym floors, the high school gym floor and the junior high gym floor, were covered with water. And water had traveled down in the commons area, the main floor of the junior high, and into the junior high offices.
A preliminary investigation suggests a bolt securing a pipe clamp broke, which led to a chain reaction failure. Klein estimates it will cost at least $100,000 to replace just one gym floor, but both gym floors may need to be replaced. The final damage assessment is far from complete. The district's winter break was slated to start next Monday. Classes will resume January 3rd. Klein predicts the junior and senior high schools will be working around this problem right through the summer break. The National Weather Service says central and southern Montana will be the most affected by a winter storm moving through the state. The Weather Service posted storm warnings for Billings, Helena, Bozeman, Great Falls, Butte, Lewistown, and West Yellowstone. The Department of Transportation is saying that chains are required for anyone towing a trailer on McDonald Pass. The warning lasts until 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. Creditors in the bankruptcy of a Montana resort for the ultra-rich are seeking court sanctions against its founder for refusing jailhouse deposition. The Yellowstone Club founder Tim Blixeth has been in a Montana jail since April for contempt of court for not fully disclosing what happened to part of his fortune. Attorneys for the club's remaining creditors say that on December 7th, Blixeth refused to come out of his jail cell for a previously scheduled deposition. They want a federal judge to force Blixeth to appear for a deposition this week and repay them more than $31,000 in legal expenses. Blixeth's attorney says his client had no obligation to appear. U.S. District Judge Richard Jones has scheduled a hearing in the matter for next week. When a jail opened in Hardin in mid-2007, it was expected to help revive the eastern Montana's town's economy and add more than 100 jobs. But the Billings Gazette reports that the $27 million jail sat empty for 7 years with no contract to fill its cells. State officials opted not to house inmates there, and the Montana Attorney General initially said the jail couldn't hold out-of-state inmates either. A Helena District Court judge later overturned the Attorney General's opinion. New management and a federal contract came in late 2014, and the jail had as many as 250 inmates at its peak. But the contract collapsed and the population had dwindled to 9 by November of 2015. Meanwhile, Montana County jails are facing overcrowding. The Missoula County coroner has identified the woman who was found deceased outside of St. Patrick Hospital Saturday morning as 53-year-old Ruth Castro of Seattle. The cause of death is pending, and the Missoula Police Department is continuing their investigation. A woman was shot at a Pablo residence this afternoon, and law enforcement has identified a suspect who fled the scene. The Missoulian reports Lake County Sheriff Don Bell said the suspect fled the scene with two others in a vehicle that was later impounded. Authorities are in the process of obtaining a warrant so they could search it for evidence. On a year-end press tour that he said is not a campaign swing, Governor Steve Bullock today downplayed conflicts with Lieutenant Governor Angela McLean that led to her resigning and taking a position with the Office of the Commissioner of Higher Education. He spoke with MTPR's Eric Whitney.
Should people in Montana be concerned that you're looking for your third lieutenant governor in 4 years?
I don't think so. I mean, it's hard to fault John Walsh for taking a U.S. Senate appointment and then ultimately running for the Senate. But I can't fault the Lieutenant Governor McLean, as this is a job, it'll be a great job, in her wheelhouse.
After internal emails were released to MTN News, Governor Bullock on Friday acknowledged difficulties he and his staff had working with McLean, leading to her being isolated from communications and decision-making in October. Bullock said he expects to announce a new lieutenant governor by, quote, the end of the holidays. CenturyLink updated state regulators today on their work plan to improve phone and internet service in areas that had prompted a lawsuit. Corin Cates Carney reports.
In August, Montana's Public Service Commission agreed to drop a lawsuit against CenturyLink after the company agreed to fix chronic phone service problems in Weibo and Wolf Creek. The agreement also allows the company to accept nearly $91 million from the Federal Communications Commission over the next 6 years to build up rural Montana's access to broadband. CenturyLink's Jason Muthart says fixing service problems in Weibo is a priority.
Weibo, I expect to be done probably by, you know, Labor Day next year. And I would suspect then that following spring will probably be Wolf Creek.
The company will prioritize the Cascade and Missouri River Canyon areas for broadband development. CenturyLink will continue to provide the commission with updates like the one today as cable repair and expansion continues in the coming years. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
And thanks for tuning in. I'm Sherry Tressler with Montana Public Radio.